Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got a video that might freak you out, because it surely freaked out this girl who has a sister named Lexi. Lexi is a sleepwalker, so her sister was like, ay, 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 as she woke up and noticed that Lexi was standing next to her bed, just staring at her without moving a muscle. Did that for almost a minute. And she kept calling Lexi's name. Didn't matter. Lexi did not flinch. The mom eventually had to come in and like, Lexi, what the hell is going on?
Lexi? Lexi. Hey, stop staring at me like that. Yo, you're starting to freak me out. Mom! Mom! Stop! She's just standing here staring at me. It's crazy.
Lex.
I'm looking at this and it's like, I almost feel like Lexi needs to warn future boyfriends that this is a potential that could happen while they're hanging out.
Yes.
Yeah. Because could you imagine waking up? I mean, she's not moving at all, and she's just staring. And
yeah.
This would trip me the hell out.
If you've ever seen the documentary Paranormal Activity, this is a bad thing that happens.
Yeah, that's right.
What happened? Spoiler alert.
She just stands there and she stares at him, and then the
did
next
she kill
thing,
him?
Oh yeah,
oh,
oh yeah,
oh yeah. Come on, Steve, it's Paranormal Activity.
And she stands there for like 4 hours.
Oh yeah.
If I woke up and my girlfriend was just staring at me, I would be like, I out.
Yeah, that would be a little much. Now, in Paranormal Activity, does the character make their bed? Because I'm looking at this and like, what the hell is Lexi doing? Like, she has no sheets on her bed.
Yeah,
that's kind of creeping me out.
Yeah, Lexi, Lexi's living the life right there. She's living a sleepwalking life.
She's got a tray of potato chips and ginger ale next to her. That's probably why she fell asleep.
That's what it is, man.
What a weird thing. And there's the mom waking her up, and then she just comes through.
Yeah, and then puts her back in the bed.
I wonder what was going on in her head. Like, what was she dreaming about? She's standing there. You got to imagine something's going on in her brain.
Oh, dude. Sarah at times does sleepwalk. And so,
have you ever opened your eyes and just saw her staring at you?
Not like that. I have just heard noises from downstairs that sound like things are being broken. And so I went down to investigate. Sarah was trying to punch through her wall.
That's right. I remember that story.
Her friend was stuck in the wall and she was trying to save her. And I'm sitting there.
Whoa.
And so.
Well, why'd you put her friend in the wall, BJ?
Well, listen, you know what? They told me not to put baby in the corner, but nothing about putting friends in the wall. So that's what I did. Dude, it was weird because the part of the wall she was going for had like all these shelves and pictures and everything and all of her stuff, all of her tchotchkes. So she is knocking everything down. I need to save my friend. I need to save. And she's looking right at me like her eyes are wide open. She's having a conversation with me, but it's like she is drugged. You know, it's like when I need to save my friend. She's like in slow motion.
No, like this video looks like it's straight out of a horror film.
Yeah. So I've seen that where it's like, I am talking to Sarah, but she's not hearing me. Like, she's responding, but not with the right words. Yeah. You know, I'm like, hey, Sarah, what are you doing? Why are you banging through the wall? My friend is in the wall. You know, it's almost like, okay, it's like red room over here.
Did she ever tell you which friend was in the wall?
She did. I can't remember, but it was one of her girlfriends.
Her
hot friend. Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah. The hot one.
Yeah.
She's probably had like 17 hot friends. Sorry, I always refer to it as the hot one.
Yeah, the hot one.
See, I've never slept walk, but I have night terrors. And so they're just very real dreams where I wake up screaming at the top of my lungs.
Oh my gosh. Oh, can you imagine Danny basically a full on emo mode?
Oh,
I mean, nothing different.
Yeah, you're right.
Awake or asleep.
Yeah.
My buddy Max has those and he says that they're not cool.
It's not cool. My girlfriend wakes up like, and she's just like scared because she thinks something's happening to me and I'm just sitting there screaming and she has to like try to fight with me to wake me up and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Because I wake up immediately and I'm like, oh yeah, I know what was happening, but.
How often do you have these night terrors?
About once a month.
Oh,
jeez.
Whoa. So every month she gets a gift. Yeah. Danny screaming.
Yeah.
And not in the fun way, right, boys?
Oh, jeez.
No. Sorry.
Right, boys? I feel bad for her.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
Well, for many reasons.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I wasn't even talking about the Nigeria. Steve, yeah. What are you
right, you just feel bad for her in general.
Yes. Yeah. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's an Australian woman who won a lottery jackpot of more than $700,000 after using her late husband's set of numbers every week for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I wonder how long ago he passed away.
That makes it sound like he's been gone for at least 20 years.
You think he's been gone for 20 years and she just continued to play those numbers? Wow.
Yeah. And how about this? She said she was initially confused when the clerk at the local store said, sorry, we can't pay your winnings from the lotto drawing. She's like, what do you mean you can't pay me? And he's like, well, because you won $737,000, that's why we can't pay you.
So she knew that she won, but was probably thinking, oh, I got like a $15 or $20 or something like that. Like, yeah, we don't have that kind of money.
She said, I've been playing these same numbers for donkey's years. I reckon 20-odd years I've played them every week.
Is that a saying in Australia? Like, for many years, you say donkeys?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I hope it's not a typo.
Yeah.
Is that a saying? Yeah. It is?
Yep.
Wow. Can we bring it here?
All right. Yeah. So for
what does it mean?
The expression punningly alludes to the considerable length of an animal's ears. So because the ears are long?
Oh, for donkey's years, donkey's ears? Okay.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, Australia, aren't you so quaint? Yeah. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. She said, my late husband chose these numbers all those years ago.
Donkey's years ago.
Yeah. She said, I don't know why he chose these numbers, but, well, we've been playing them ever since, looking down on us from heaven very happy.
That's really cool.
Well, that's kind of a nice way she sort of, like, kept him in her heart. She just kept playing those numbers. And, you know, I mean, after 20 years, you're probably thinking, well, I'm just doing this because I love you, you little rascal. This never gets anything. And then finally he's like, all right, you know what, 20 years – here's $700,000.
Yeah, I don't know how many times she plays in like a month, but even if it's like once a month, you have once a month where you just have this like fond memory of your significant other, and then you win, and now it's like $700,000. That's a nice, you know how sometimes people are like, oh, I feel like that's like a sign from that person?
Yeah.
That's a great sign. That means they really liked you.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Like, here's $700,000.
Oh, well, hopefully she has fun.
You know, I think she's going to have a miserable time with that $700,000.
Well, you know, I mean, look, man, if everybody finds out she's got it, it could be.
Well, yeah, I would keep it quiet from all your friends.
That's what you
got
to do.
Apparently, she has plans to put in new fences at her house. Aww. She's like, I've lived there for 46 Ooh. Years and I've always wanted new fences, so I'm going to get those done.
Fence goals.
Is it expensive in Australia? Is that why?
I don't know. I don't know how big her property is.
See, we take for granted a lot of things, man. You know, for 46 years, she's been sitting there going, I just want a new fence, but I don't think I can make it happen.
Wouldn't it be funny if that's like the one thing she would used to nag her husband about and he would never do it? She's like, you know what? You help me with the money. I'm going to finally end this.
Yeah.
Time to get that fence put in.
I'll show you. You want a fence? Finally, just to shut you up. Here you go. Yeah. What if she said that every time she played the ticket? I want that new fence. We got to win. You and your stupid numbers.
I don't want to have that problem. I want to win the lottery so bad, man. So bad. Like $4 was not enough.
Oh, it wasn't enough.
No. Give you a taste.
Yeah. It did.
Hell, but you did win the lottery, so.
I know, but yeah. I want that feeling when I do the scan on the ticket and it says winner and it's at least more than
$4.
$5. Okay. See, you got to set your goals higher than just at least more than $4.
Mm.
Anthony Robbins, you know, Tony Robbins says, man, you got to really ask for what you want specifically. Be direct.
All right, $5 million.
Okay, there you go.
I want to win $5
million. You want to win $5 million.
Yes.
Which I think is fascinating.
No, 10. I changed my mind.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say. Now you're, you know, you say it was like, well,
200 million. No, stop at that.
All right. So 200 million is fine?
Yes.
Okay. This is good.
Yes.
All right. So now you're.
What if I start playing that husband's numbers and I win with his numbers too?
Oh, did they publish the numbers on there?
Yeah. Well, they got the winning numbers, so there's got to be his numbers.
See, the thing is what if everybody starts thinking like you? Then you're going to have to share the money if it comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough problem. I have to now share $200 million with somebody?
It is a tough problem. Unless you only – you know, what would be great is if you did – it was a $200 million jackpot. You thought you won, but because everybody else played those numbers, you did get $5.
Yeah.
Your original wish.
Like, I won the $200 million jackpot, but I had to share it with a ton of people.
Sounds like a great, like, Twilight Zone or Black Mirror episode.
Right there.
Yeah.
I think we should do it.
That's a kick in the ding ding, I tell you.
Kick right in the ding ding.
Yeah, you're like, I'm a winner.
Because that's like a, you know you won, but you now you have to like go bring it to the person and then you find out. So like for a brief period of time, you think you won $200 million, right?
Oh, really? Is that what? Because it just says you're a winner?
Well, yeah, it won't say you're a winner with 20 other people. It's just going to say you won.
Like, Yes.
I'm sure I'm not the only person that won $4 on that lottery thing.
Oh, I think you were.
You know what I mean?
Were the special winner.
So, like, you'll have like a. Oh man, I wonder if that's ever happened. I doubt it because I don't think there's ever been a situation where like multiple people won $200 million where you really didn't get much money out of it. But like, imagine like you win all that money, you're freaking out, so you quit your job, you tell people to F off, everything's great, then you go to cash in, you're like, oh sorry, sir, there's 200 other people that won this as well.
Yeah. I think that sucks, by the way. I think that, you know, the way the lottery works, I think you should pay everybody the same amount of money. You know, that's what I think they should do. Like, if you were lucky enough to pick the winning numbers and more people did it, mm-hmm. it's still hard to do. Everybody should get that price that they're offering.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
I'm okay with that if I ever win and there's multiple people. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that.
I don't like the fact you got to split it up. It's like, what are the chances that you pick those right numbers and then it turns out some other person? Oh, come on.
Yeah, but what, at most it's going to be like 3 or 4 other people. It's not like ever it's going to be like 2,000 people pick the winning numbers.
Well, when they pick this guy's numbers, it will be.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and then you're going to be like, damn it.
One text says, $4 is twice as much as I've ever won. Stop your moaning, Steve. I'm sorry.
Did somebody just basically tell you that you've got a better life because they won $2 and you won $4?
Well, they're not wrong.
Yeah, they are. I mean, really?
I mean, technically.
I mean, technically, if that's really where they go, whatever, Steve, I wish I could have your life.
So I said, Steve, I hope you win the lottery and you win $69 million.
Yeah.
Oh. That would be that
I would
get a giant 69 tattooed on my back.
I think I'd be done. I think I'm like, I'm ready to go to Mars. I'd be like, if that really happened, I'm like, I'm going to Mars. This world's not for me.
We wouldn't be happy for your friend Steve?
No.
I would be, Steve.
Rev, I'm going to hook you up with some money then.
That's what
Is that the deal? Yeah, that's why you think he's being happy for you. You think he really cares about you?
I don't care.
I'm happy to get hooked up.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, good. You know, I have a good time, you guys.
I will.
Got a new survey says that more than 2/3 of people say they've had at least one great idea during the pandemic and that the average person has had 4 light bulb realizations about their lives. I mean, Steve, you, pandemic or not, you always have good ideas. They never get acted upon.
Because I'm too lazy to do them. I'll think them up, but I don't want to actually put in the effort.
Well, how about this? More than half the people who have had this great idea actually have started working on making it happen. I see a lot of this on Facebook.
Okay.
Where I've seen people all of a sudden just launch into these new ventures because, you know, obviously they got time on their hands.
I just watched a video and it's like one of those, like, it kind of tugs on the emotional side of you because it's like a video of this guy, his wife or girlfriend, I think it's his wife, is blindfolded. They're outside of a house and he's got like a bunch of like oak tag, like those big pieces of cardboard paper. And he wrote out what he was doing. And he basically was saying that she wanted to have this house because it was her family's house. But because of some hardships and stuff, her parents sold the house. They weren't able to buy it at the time. But he bought her the house. And he was about to surprise her with the house. And as the story went on, he says, right when the pandemic hit, I lost my job. Times were tough. So I decided to change what I was doing in my life and came up with a new way to live life or a new venture monetarily. And apparently it's going great for him to the point where he's able to buy the house.
Wow.
Right. So I mean, the main part of the story is that he bought his wife's childhood home, which was a real feel-good thing. But the one part I thought that was cool was he lost his job, and because of the pandemic, he lost his job, but it forced him to come up with something else to do in his life, and it turned out to be a very successful venture, whatever it is.
Dang, and you know what? I remember Kyle Cease put out this video, like a little mini movie he made about people that have done just that. This was before the pandemic when I saw this video. And it was like people who were doing one thing, they were miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually they decided to pull the trigger and go, I'm done. Now, the COVID has made people pull the trigger whether they want to or not.
Someone might have pulled it for them. Yeah.
Yeah, and yet what happens is they end up getting into something that's even better, but they never would have done it because they thought, nah, I'll stay where I'm at. I can't do anything better.
Yeah, I'm watching that video. I'm just like, I couldn't, I goosebumps. I was so silly. Like, I'm just there. I'm like, I can't believe, like, this is infecting me so, like, emotionally. But I was so happy for the guy. And I was happy for her. I'm like, they got the family house again.
Oh, see, look at you being happy for everybody. And you didn't get your $69 million.
I didn't. Damn it.
Yeah. Well, at least you're happy.
Wouldn't it have been
them.
Funny if she, like, looked at him and goes, I want a new house. What the hell is this?
Yeah, some of these people are starting new businesses in this article. Some are writing a novel. Yeah, I know people that are like writing novels and doing whatever they do.
And like, doing whatever they
well,
do.
You know.
That sounds so exciting.
Well, I mean, everybody's like, I'm writing a novel. Okay, go ahead.
Time to write the great American novel.
Yeah. But some people are growing an at-home produce garden.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, someone, man, I, dude, that's, you know, I've never been that guy.
Grocery's cheap right now. So.
Yeah. I'm not that guy, but I know people really do enjoy work in the land.
See, those are things I think, oh, that'd be fun until I start doing it and I realize it takes time, effort, patience,
mm-hmm.
and skill. And I don't have any of those. So it's like, oh, I'm going to grow my own cucumbers. And then you try and nothing happens, or like you grow one and you're like, I just spent all this time waiting for this one cucumber to grow. I could have just went to the grocery store and dropped the $1.50.
Right. Well, that's how I am. I am completely like that. I remember Bob Rivers was, he loved to garden. He loved to beekeep. He's now doing the honey. I should say the maple syrup in Vermont. And he and I are friends, and I look at him and I go, I don't know why we're friends, because we have absolutely nothing in common. Everything you love in life, I would probably jump off a cliff if you said I had to do this for any given amount of time.
But it is cool to think, like, if you have a big enough garden and you've put enough time into it, all of a sudden all of your vegetables are at your disposal, and that's and knowing that you grew them, that I don't know why, but it would taste better.
Yeah, for me, no, it wouldn't. I'd be like, I cannot believe how much misery I've gone through to have this salad that I didn't want in the first place, because I'd rather have chicken nuggets. Now, if I could grow chicken
nuggets,
man. Well, did you hear there's like somebody, was it Singapore? It's somebody's doing fake chicken.
Yeah.
Or like cloning chicken or whatever the hell they're doing.
We talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, lab-based chicken.
I like fake chicken.
No, it's not. Well, did we talk about that? Because no, we talked about like plant-based chicken. This is like cloning chicken.
Right. I remember that we did
talk about
that.
Did we talk about this?
Yes.
Well, I just saw an article again today where I guess it's official they've done it.
I mean, you could also just, you know, have your own chickens.
Oh, look, that's Taryn's thing. You know, that's and I love Taryn. I mean, Taryn is such an awesome person, but sometimes I look at her and I go, what are you doing with the chickens?
She's got sweet goats, too,
she
man.
Gets
yeah.
Eggs.
Chickens are
eggs.
Awesome. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You can get
I can get those at the store.
You can make your own chicken nuggets.
I go down to Starbucks and they even make egg bites. They're all done. I don't have to raise a chicken. I can chase it around.
Well, all I know is I just Googled it to find out if I could. I want to know if I could grow watermelons here in Washington State. And it says that I can.
Nice.
There you go, man.
Okay, you're not going to do that.
That'd be so great. I had a new backyard if I could just have a little like a little watermelon farm.
All right. I have got the top five reasons why people who have these great ideas don't do them.
Okay.
The top five excuses. You've already given us number two, Steve.
Lazy.
That's number two.
That's the spirit.
So congratulations on your watermelon farm there, Gallagher. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
Why not? I got the seeds.
Why not? Because you're lazy.
All right. I mean, you're right.
And now, not sure where to begin, Steve. You, it's not that you're not sure where to begin. It's just you're confused that you think you know where to begin. But then when I hear you completely flush out your ideas, I'm going, he has no idea what to do.
Well, get a watermelon, spit out the seeds, put them in the dirt, and hope for the best.
I mean, that's what they did back in the day, so you're just doing it retro.
I'm vintage, man.
Rev is subtly trolling you because he just wants to see you do this.
I'm encouraging him. I think it would be great to see his melons.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
All the melons.
I like it.
Now, he's got extraordinarily large pits. I don't need to see those.
Plus, it would be cool if people come over and they look outside and there's just like a bunch of watermelons growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I would be like, what is going on, Silence of the Lambs? What are you doing out here?
Why is that creepy?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Because you're growing watermelons?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people
the
do tomatoes.
The most delicious fruit of all time?
But I mean, watermelons of all things. Like, people usually start with the tomatoes, the carrots, maybe lettuce. Here you start with watermelons.
Yeah.
The most useless of all things
what?
You could
by
grow.
Your tongue. Useless.
Oh, my goodness. It wasn't tasty. What? But how much are you really getting from a watermelon? Like, what kind of nutritional value are you getting? I don't think you're getting a lot.
Deliciousness.
I'm eating watermelon. I don't care about that.
Okay. I don't care about you just eating.
It's a fruit. Okay. Enjoy it.
Okay. You know what? The number one thing here is you're not sure where to begin. Number two is too lazy. The reasons why people don't start a watermelon patch in their backyard.
Someone says in order to grow watermelon, you have to maintain a soil temperature of 72 degrees. Good luck doing that outdoors in Washington.
Wow. I believe in you, Steve.
You can get one of those little greenhouse tent thingies.
Yeah. He's not going to do it.
Let's get like a flashlight. Just point it at
Steve
it.
Has a maximum temperature, and it's not going
to
exceed it.
Oh, crap. Someone says you need to have a greenhouse to grow watermelons.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Cisco. Clearly, I'm not going to be able to pull this off.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.